The reason people think about Azure first is always going to be platform as a service, ease of use, and rich features. When people migrate solutions to PaaS, they tend to discover that, you know, the way that you build an application when you move it to the cloud for scale requires thought. So if Microsoft makes the difficult parts easy, like, you know, publishing, deploying, managing the OS for you, then you can focus on making those other things better so that you can scale. And we've been through that with customers where, you know, you run into things, you should expect to, but the point is that recovery is not hard when you're at least delegating a lot of the, you know, IT pro level work that you would normally have to deal with. So the idea that I can focus on my business problem, I can move to the cloud and, you know, have a better DevOps story, have things be easier to manage, especially when you're just getting started after first pushing your assets to the cloud. So I find that PaaS is a really big win, and especially because web applications, formerly websites, they've got so many features now. I'll give you an example. One of our, you know, favorite customers, N2Y, they are based in Ohio, and they had a Rackspace implementation, and they wanted to migrate to the cloud. We came in and had discussions around Amazon and around Microsoft Azure, and ultimately, with the way that their team operates and the fact that they've got so many features they want to continue shipping, Azure just made sense because they needed something easy to manage, deploy, and obviously with the scalability that they were looking for. If there wasn't a ClearDB option in Azure, it would have been a deal breaker. But because there was a ClearDB MySQL cluster based on Azure that we could co-locate with websites and now web apps, it was a win. So we do run into a lot of open source on Azure, which is also kind of fun because they get the benefits of the PaaS story and the ease of DevOps and automation and the features like web jobs and scheduler. So the browser for me, you know, one of the biggest challenges when you're building web applications for customers is that finding that lowest common denominator that they're willing to tell their customer they have to have. So browser baselines are really, really important for most corporate environments and also most SaaS products. Like, I'll give you an example in the world of education. A lot of those folks have, you know, legacy machines with legacy browsers. People all over the world have the same situation in a corporate way. I've run into people that still sadly have XP running and they're stuck with certain versions of IE, or they've got to get Chrome on the box to work with what we're shipping. So it's really, really important to investigate and test that and come up with that baseline. We also run into people that really just need to distribute like an appliance on-prem that does a thing, but that they want to aggregate the results of in the cloud across all of their customers, maybe for like a data market play, or for analytics, or for prediction, like say in the healthcare space. So those are very interesting stories to me because they're not your traditional enterprise VNet story. They're creative solutions that give you both that on-prem thing you distribute to say hospitals or labs or whatnot, plus the cloud. The fact that Microsoft has embraced any platform in their cloud, that means that now a manageable cloud is accessible to anyone. And that to me means anything from students or startups or small businesses to large enterprise have a good story. It's pretty awesome.